The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and I've got the phenomenal Dr. David Che coming to us from beautiful Cocoa Beach, Florida. And we are here with another great show. Welcome, David.
Hello, Jules. Always great to be back. And, you know, you're in California, I'm in Florida. We're on opposite sides of the country, but, you know, once a month we come together and bring our talents and our show to our listeners out there.
Yes, and getting great reviews, by the way. So I'm delighted. And people are really thriving on all of the information you're providing health-wise, as well as the Law of Attraction, because we all know that you're the Law of Attraction expert. But health-wise, you are bringing us some really interesting things. And right off the bat, we have got a wonderful person named Shannon who has called in and is really wanting to talk to you. So if Shannon, go right ahead.
Yes, Shannon, go ahead. Let's see. Actually, where are you calling from, if you don't mind me asking? We're in the United States?
Mm-hmm. North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina. Oh, okay. North Carolina. Okay. Well, welcome from North Carolina. Yeah, I guess we had corresponded a little bit by email. I was able to get a rough idea of what you're asking, but now is your chance to kind of really present kind of what you wanted to talk to me about.
Okay. I want to first of all say thank you so much for having me on your show. Pretty much, I have a son. He's 14 years old. He's 5'5". He'll be turning 15 in November. He loves sports. He's always loved sports ever since he was young, football and basketball. However, he's losing interest in it pretty much because all of his peers are maturing much faster than he is. So I'm having a concern whether he's at the point where he should be. Like, I'd be more concerned about it or not.
Okay, let's kind of do a little history here. So is he the only child, or he's the third or the first or second? Out of all
he's
the kids?
A second.
Mm-hmm. A second. Okay. Is the first one a boy or a girl? The first child?
A girl.
Girl. Okay. Now, is she growing big, like tall, and or she, you're not really concerned about her height? Her height.
Not really.
Okay. Okay. And then let me see. So he's 15, you said, or 14?
He's 14.
Oh, 14. Okay. And he's going to be 15 soon, or is he just turned 14?
Yes. In November.
Oh, okay. So let's see. And let me see. Compared to his classmates and everything, from what you've seen, is he kind of middle of the height, shorter, or kind of, you know, somewhere in between?
Based on what you've seen? Smaller. Yes.
A little smaller for his class.
Yes.
Now, when you said he's losing interest in it, when you say losing interest, is he losing interest because he's thinking of other things, like not sports, maybe in the arts or science and stuff? Or is he losing interest because he thinks he's not growing?
Yeah, because he's not growing at the same pace as his friends.
Okay. Height-wise or muscle-wise or both?
Both.
Okay.
And as far as, like, the, you know, most of his peers are a little bit more muscular. They're a little bit more taller. And as far as, like, the, I don't know if I can say it, but, you know, the pubic hair, he has a little bit, and he doesn't have anything under his arms as far as hair either.
Okay. And, okay, that's a good observation. And the thing is this, does he play, wait, I'm assuming he's 14, he'd be a freshman in high school then, right around there, right? Or 8th grade?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Freshman high school. Okay. Freshman, okay. Does he play in any of the team sports, like the ones he had to try out for, or any of those ones? Or no, he doesn't?
Yes, basketball.
A basketball, okay. And obviously you have to get physicals, right, for those?
Get physicals, yes, every everything. Year.
Mm-hmm. Every year. And did he have, like, an actual exam where they had to do blood tests on him, or they didn't do that?
No, they don't.
Oh, they don't. Okay. It might be a good way to start is to go for a blood test and to your doctors. You know, they don't routinely do it because kids are so healthy, generally speaking. But it might be due to get a blood test and check out what his, like, testosterone levels and his growth hormone levels are relative to what he should be at this age. If you haven't done that before. I mean, generally, it's not a problem, but I've seen patients, you know, and I said, generally, you don't generally see it in every day because we assume kids are healthy and they're going to grow at normal rates. But I've seen patients where when they were little, the dad would bring them in. I'd be like, oh, what's going on with him? As well, we have to take him to the doctor and get shots to get growth hormone shots because he's just not growing normally.
Okay.
You know, and so, you know, maybe in your son's case, I mean, the situation I was talking about, the kid was severely deficient in growth hormone. Maybe in your son's situation, maybe it's not, like, super deficient, but it's possible that maybe he's somewhat deficient compared to, you know, what he's supposed to be at. And you can't really tell until you do a blood test, you know, so you really can see what get a numerical value, what's going on.
Okay.
And besides that, other things, habit-wise, does he have a habit of staying up late and playing video games and not going to sleep?
Yes.
Right. And how long has this been going on, to the best of your knowledge?
About two years,
kind of.
Two years,
uh-huh. Yeah. Kind of like the typical child where they like to, when they're video game age, they like to play late at night and not sleep much, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe we're kind of nailing it right there already. You know, it was weird when I bring this up. Yesterday, I have these pair of shoes, and you know, my brother always gets like hand me down. So even at this age now, so we play like basketball, and I said, I told my brother yesterday because we were watching the NBA finals yesterday. I said, listen, I have these pair of shoes. I haven't worn them outside. They're just more in the court, but I don't want them anymore. They're the Derrick Rose shoes. Do you want them? And I'm said, what was your size? And he's like, 9. Well, I'm 9.5. I'm like, well, isn't that going to be a little too big for you? He goes, no, well, I can maybe wear into it. And I'm like, but I thought we're like brothers. We should be the same size. He goes, and my brother said, I stayed up too late when I was young playing video games and drank too much Coke, like Coca-Cola. And, you know, it was kind of interesting because he grew up in the age where, like, 8 years apart, he grew up in the age where he played a lot of video games too, probably didn't sleep much, you know, stayed up late. And the reason why I bring this up is because when we sleep, that's when our bodies make testosterone and growth hormone.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's really weird. It's kind of like, you know, I'm assuming you listen to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. So you're into the Law of Attraction too, or not really?
Yes, we do. Yes.
Okay. So in the Law of Attraction talk, when I talk about Law of Attraction, trying to blend it in a little bit, we say that your subconscious mind, which controls all your hormones, bodily functions, and the Law of Attraction, your manifestation procedures, the subconscious mind works the best when your conscious mind, waking mind, is asleep.
Okay. Now, would it make a big difference if he goes to sleep late and then he sleeps late?
Goes to sleep late and then gets up real late?
Yes.
It may. And you can't obviously do that on a school day. You know, it's got to be on the weekend.
On the weekend.
Yeah. I mean, as long as he's getting a good amount of sleep, your body's going to be, you know, your body's going to be able to produce testosterone and growth hormone while you're sleeping.
Okay.
You know, but see, one bad day isn't going to make up for the whole week where you got homework and school. I mean, we all been to school before. Homework, school, sports. I mean, after sports, you have to go home and do homework, and the whole cycle goes on. And then playing video games, trying to squeeze video games into this whole thing. You know, if he's on the run a lot and not able to sleep much, this can, and especially he's at the age, I mean, if you're saying the best to your knowledge, 2 years. So 12 years, I mean, between like 11 or 12 to 15, I mean, that's when you're really, the hormones are kicking in and everybody's going through the growth spurt time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so this is a time where you really have to be able to make sure that your child is sleeping well so he's able to, the body is able to produce growth hormone and testosterone. And testosterone is the part where you get the muscle mass, the facial hair, you know, pubic hair, the armpit hair, and everything else, and the growth. That's testosterone. Growth hormone is actually going to give you the height, like the size, you know. The growth spurt is from growth hormone. But these all are dependent upon sleep. And also, besides sleep, since we've covered this, kind of covered the sleep topic, how is his diet?
He doesn't really like to eat vegetables. If he eats any vegetables, it's normally peas or broccoli.
Okay, does he eat eggs?
Yes.
Okay.
Just on a daily
basis or once in a while?
He loves eggs.
Okay, loves eggs. Okay. What about, like, red meat?
Somewhat. Not really
somewhat.
That much.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of meats does he eat?
Meat, chicken, pork sometimes.
Okay.
Shrimp. He likes
shrimp.
Fish.
Fish? Okay. Okay. Yes. And how does he normally eat the eggs? Like, how do you prepare it? Scrambled or hard-boiled?
Scrambled or hard-boiled, yes.
Humboldt. Okay. And then does he take any vitamins?
No.
No. Okay. And green leafy vegetables? Not really. Vegetables in general?
Not really, no.
Okay. So you know, we haven't done a blood test, but blood tests will only show you what the levels are. But, you know, we're trying to nail it down to sleep, proper sleep, and proper nutrition. These two are huge because sleep is the time when your body is able to take the nutrients and produce it. But again, your diet is what the nutrients that allow you to produce growth hormone, you see. And does he like to go in the sun or he avoids the sun quite a bit?
He loves sun.
Loves sun. Okay. Okay. Well, that's good. So we're going to focus our you know, kind of our, or emphasize the diet and the rest and sleeping, you know. So when you're saying he's been picking vegetables, is it always since he was a kid or he just became like that kind of?
Became like that over the years, yeah.
Does he eat a lot of junk food, soda, things of the sort?
Yes.
Yeah, typical teenager kind of, right? Junk food and, you know. Yes, okay.
Yeah, soda, and you mentioned Coke, and he does drink Coke.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're your friends, you know, that's what we do. I mean, that's how it goes. But there's always room to, I mean, and they're young, so there's room to really grow and improve on this, you know, nutrition-wise. How did you find out about Jules and I? Because the reason I'm asking is because we've done a lot of shows in the past. So how did you hear about us?
A friend listens to your show. Yes.
Oh, okay. Because if you're able to, I mean, Jules can send you a link to their email. We've done a lot of previous shows, like a lot of previous shows. And there's one of the shows that I talk about, and it's called the four supplements that we should all be taking.
Okay.
And in this show, I mean, I really go into detail these four supplements that we all should be taking, you know. And in a nutshell, it's vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin K2. And iodine.
Okay.
And so you said he does eat shrimp and fish, but nothing like any other kind of seafood?
No, not really.
Okay.
No.
And not seaweed or anything like that, right? Doesn't eat anything like that. But it's vegetable, so it's probably not. No,
no, but
okay.
Should he be eating that?
Yes, that's why I bring up the iodine thing, because
okay.
Health-wise, our thyroid gland, which is located in our throat, Adam's apple area, that's like the master gland of the body, and most people don't realize that. The thyroid gland really controls all of our body's metabolism, our growth, and everything else. It's super important. But in order for the iodine to work properly and produce thyroid hormone, it has to have iodine. And
okay.
Most, and not just your son, probably, but most of us, like normal people and living in the United States at least, most of us are iodine deficient. That's why we're tired. We don't have energy. I mean, just so many things about us is because due to iodine deficiency. It's amazing. That's why Jules and I did a show specifically on the four supplements, because these are huge.
Well, do you mind if I ask you one quick question on that? I actually have a thyroid condition, and pretty much my doctor told me to just use the levothyroxine. And,
The iodine. So he just tells you to take Synthroid or levothyroxine, but he doesn't tell you to take iodine,
yeah.
Right?
No.
Yeah. It's a typical kind of modern medicine thing where they just treat your symptoms, but they don't tell you how to fix your problem. They just give you something, and you just keep taking it for the rest of your life kind of thing, right?
Okay, right.
Yeah, and when you're diagnosed, you're cold, right? Do you feel cold a lot?
Yes, I am.
Sluggish? Yeah, right?
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
You probably avoid seafood a lot. You do not eat seafood quite a bit?
I don't like seafood, but if I eat anything, it will be shrimp.
Yeah, I see. You see, and Jules, are you there still?
Yeah. Yeah.
You see what I'm talking about? How we're on a conversation about her son, but then when I'm talking about iodine deficiency and thyroid, she has it, right?
Right.
When I said
well,
no, most of us
too.
Have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I mean, so how common is that? I mean, what are the chances? You know?
A lot.
So this is exactly what I'm talking about. So, you know, we have Jules send you the show, the four basic supplements. She'll give you a list of it, the shows. That's a really one you need to listen to because I go really into detail about that.
Okay.
For the four supplements. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, this will do you good and your son good just to listen to these supplements, you know, because it's so big. It's so important. Going to nutrients-wise, green leafy vegetables are, like, super important. I mean, if you can get your son to eat, like, green spinach salad or anything green with greens, broccoli, I mean, this is huge. Oh, since we're on the subject of greens, broccoli. Broccoli is great. At when you eat broccoli, it converts. When your body metabolizes it, it's a precursor for to help your body get good testosterone. Believe it or not.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually, most time when I talk to people about these kind of situations, you can usually like when they tell you what their problem, when you nail it, when you start asking about the diet and then the other physical factors, it usually makes sense. Like for example, green leafy vegetables have a lot of calcium. It builds bone. Builds, you know, and broccoli helps your body to help get more testosterone in your body, all these kind of things. And because he doesn't eat those, as a result, he has these kind of, you know, things that we see, maybe low testosterone to where he's not getting the facial hair and male features and the growth hormone thing too. And it just makes sense when you start to narrow it down. So we need to start having, and it's not easy because teenagers don't generally like to eat vegetable. That's a pretty... pretty standard kind of behavior for teenagers, you know. So, but if you tell him that eating greens is going to help him get bigger and help him, you know, develop, maybe that's going to be a good motivational factor.
Can I just mention something? Because I do this with my grandkids. So, leafy greens, but
yeah,
spinach. Yeah, if you put like avocado. With a mixed avocado on there, like a sauce, they love it. They love avocado.
Yeah, like does your son eat nuts, or he doesn't eat nuts?
Yes, he eats nuts.
Okay, so you mix a dressing, yeah, like a vinaigrette dressing or some kind of ranch dressing with like green spinach, kale, some broccoli, and then like. With the dressing, and then put some nuts in it to balance it out, and then like Jewel said, the avocado. I mean, that could be a game changer right there.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know any kid who doesn't like guacamole.
Guacamole, yeah, things of that sort. Yeah. Mm. So that could be a good. And then, does he eat fruits too, or no? Doesn't he eat fruits?
Yes, he eats fruits.
He eats fruits. Okay. Well, the green leafy vegetables are huge.
Yeah. Vegetables are the main things that he does not like to eat.
Yeah, and the thing is, because vegetables don't have taste, but if we can make it enticing, make it flavorful, I mean, that can really change it up.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the blood test. What are his levels supposed to be?
I mean, it all depends, but growth hormone, I'm not so much an expert in what the level should be. That's more of the internist. The internist should know that, the pediatrician internist. But generally speaking, this is real general. Everybody, and it ranges. There's a lot of ranges. But generally speaking, for males, 300 is like the minimum for a like test. Like according to American Medical Association, anything less than 300 is like low. But in reality, you should be closer to 4 if you want to be healthy. You know.
Okay.
So don't ever always go by the the guidelines, because the guidelines are like really low standard. It's like saying, you know, the minimum you need to pass a class is a C, but you don't want to have a C. You want to get a B or an A, you know, generally speaking, you know. So
yes.
300 is the minimum. So if you're less than 300, you're pretty low.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Should we cut out sodas altogether for him?
Well, again, that's another show Jules and I did, right? Sodas themselves in itself is not bad. It's when they use, in most sodas in America, we use what's known as high fructose corn syrup. Next time when you go to the supermarket, pick up any soda, and you're going to see the first ingredient is water, and the second is like high fructose corn syrup. that's like really bad for you because it's got way too much sugar. It's super sweet. It's not good for our bodies. Our bodies have a hard time metabolizing it, and we get overweight because of that. That's where the diabetes epidemic started from. But if you can find sugar, then now it's getting more popular. Like if you go to Target or certain stores, now they have this Coke. It'll say Hecho en Mexico. It's like Coke from Mexico, and that's made with pure cane sugar. So it's a little more expensive, but if you can drink sodas and find sodas that have pure cane sugar, it'll say cane sugar. Do you have Whole Foods Market where you're located?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. They have a brand called Three. Yes, their sodas are called 365 or something like that. I know all of Whole Foods Market's, their brand of sodas are made with cane sugar. So if you drink that, that's fine. That's fine. You can drink as much of that as you want. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to cost a little bit more, but again, it's going to save you tons of money in your health long term. Yeah.
Okay.
And then as far as meats, it's real important because protein is what helps build our hormones and everything else in our body and builds mass and builds size. He needs to be, I mean, if he's eating eggs already, that is great. That is huge. That is super important for protein. But red meat is really, really important too. So
okay,
chicken's good. Pork is good. I'm sorry?
Protein shakes.
Protein, well, like what kind? Like the kind you buy at GNC? Those kinds?
Yes.
Or
the plant-based ones.
Oh, plant-based ones. No, well, I mean, I guess it will, but there's absolutely no substitute for animal protein. Animal protein has, I mean, of course, the vegetarian movement is going to have something to say about that. But since we're on this show and it's our show, so I can say what I want. animal protein has its superior functions to plant protein. You just can't get around it, you know. But, yeah, so it's real important. It starts eating a lot more red meat. I mean, chicken's fine, pork is fine, but that and fish is good, but that's all white, if you notice. It's not red meat. Red meat has a lot of nutrients that the other ones can't really match.
Okay.
You know, they used to always, I mean, you used to be from North Carolina. Michael Jordan's my favorite basketball player ever. Michael Jordan always said before a game, it was steak and potatoes.
With steak and potatoes.
Yeah, so that's when Michael Jordan was able to, and I mean, he was talented, but he had the nutrients to pump him up for right before a game. It was always steak and potatoes.
Wow.
For the
sounds
meat.
Good to
yeah. me. Yeah. And then we need to more monitor his video game playing. Maybe in the weekends he can stay up later and play a little longer, but during the week we need to really limit it. So, a certain time after you finish your homework, no more playing video games. You know, you might pull the plug out on that and say you need to sleep. If you want to build more growth hormone and testosterone, it only happens when you're sleeping. So you have to make sure you really start focusing on your sleep. You know, I mean, these video games, to me, I mean, I grew up in the 80s, okay? I was an 80s kid, so we had good video games at that time, but nothing compared to what we have today.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean? And so I remember one of my dental assistants came to me and said, you know, Doc, my nephew, he gets these, like, really, really bad migraines. So he goes to the doctors, and he was, like, what, 12, around, you know, 11, 12 that time? He's like, he goes to the doctors and they can't figure out what's wrong with him, you know, because these migraines he gets. So I started to do a little background test, like I'm talking to you right now, same thing. I'm like, is he sleeping? And she's like, no, he kind of plays all through the night. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, is he eating? She goes, it's a nephew. She's like, well, I think he's not. I'm like, well, we solved our problem right there. He's so in tune with the video game, not only is he not sleeping, but he's not even taking the time to eat, so his blood sugar is probably super low, so he's probably got headaches up the wazoo.
Yeah.
You know, when your blood sugar is low, your head is going to hurt. I mean, I know when my blood sugar is low, I get headaches like crazy.
Okay.
You know? So, I mean, kids today, they're more involved with video games than when we were in my time. They're like, these video games are so realistic and so addictive that too many kids, not just your son, but too many kids are playing them. They're not playing the video games late, they're not sleeping, they're not eating right, and it's messing up their metabolism and their growth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. So we really need to start nailing down and start just, you know, educating them that, yeah, video games are cool, but we can just structure it so you're not, like, overdoing it. You know, we can really help out with this the issues that you're having, you're experiencing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does he cook for himself at all?
No, he doesn't. I pretty much do the cooking.
You do? Okay. So does he like the fried food?
Somewhat. He likes more baked.
Now, when at lunchtime, I know people bring their lunch or people eat in the school cafeteria. Is he usually in the school cafeteria or he didn't bring his lunch? He brings his lunch.
He eats from the cafeteria.
Oh, okay. And you probably, most parents don't have control what their kids eat in the cafeteria. I know when I was in high school, you had two main options, pizza and fries or cheeseburger and fries.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, school cafeteria is very limited in what you can get. Yeah. I mean, it probably hasn't changed since I was in high school, and that was a long time ago already.
Okay.
Yeah.
So should we start packing the lunch instead?
You could. I mean, there's nothing wrong with, cheeseburger and pizza, but during the other time, dinner time, I mean, he needs to be greens, leafy greens, and then more red meat, eggs, red meat. Also, I mean, balanced. I mean, and different colors, too. Like, carrots are, orange. Corn is yellow. And since I'm talking about colors of food, you should probably check out one of our other shows where I talk about the colors of food. Right, Jewel?
Right.
It's a very interesting show. I go into really a lot of detail about the colors of food, how important it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Does he eat black beans?
No black beans.
Uh-huh. Well, see, black foods nourish the kidneys, and the kidneys control the bones in our body. Yeah.
Black beans.
So, yeah, black beans. Like when you go to a Cuban restaurant, they have like black beans and rice. Yeah. So anything black, yes. Does he?
Okay.
And for vegetables like dark, like eggplant? Probably not, right?
No.
Yeah. See, vegetables are. I mean, here's my deal on them. Vegetables are bland. There's no taste to them. But if they can be prepared a certain way to where they do have taste, I think more people will eat it, especially kids.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was going to say, too. Put spices on there. Put hot sauce.
Yeah.
Put all of these things to entice them to eat it more. And actually, if you give him the freedom to start cooking on his own, he'll be able to decipher what he really, really likes. And it's good to start early.
Yeah. And also, too, I'm biased. When you ask me what's my favorite type of food, it's going to be Chinese food. And one of the reasons, why, though, I'm not just saying that just because I'm biased, but the Chinese are really skilled at cooking vegetables.
Yes, they are.
I mean, they can make vegetables taste really good. So so I'm sure in North Carolina you got a lot of Chinese restaurants around there. I mean, do you guys ever buy Chinese food from Chinese restaurants over there? Take out and stuff.
But I think other places are a little bit better. But yeah, there's a few places around here.
Oh, okay. I mean, have you ever tried eggplant and garlic sauce?
Ooh, that sounds good.
No, I have not.
shrimp or broccoli. I mean, they just make vegetables. It's the sauce they cook it in. If you assume you go to a good Chinese place, I mean, there's some not so good ones or there's good ones, But if you go to a good reputable one, I mean, they can make vegetables taste really good. They have like Buddha's Delight or Vegetable Delight. I mean, they can make vegetables taste good. And again, another show Jules and I talked about, don't eat too much raw vegetables. Try to eat more cooked, too, because too much raw vegetables isn't good for the body either.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it's in a previous show that we talked about. Now, when you said, oh, really, I kind of caught like a little vibe saying, oh, really, because I eat a lot of raw vegetables, right? Or no? Was that an old really?
Yeah, I like squash and zucchini and... I can eat an onion a little bit raw sometimes.
Is that a habit that you've always had?
No, actually, more adulthood.
Oh,
yeah.
Now why did you pick that up? Because you thought it was healthier? Is that why?
Well, actually, I just tried zucchini and squash a few years back, and it was just something that I liked. And then, of course, reading how you need to eat more salads, they would say put that in your salad.
Now, Jules, didn't we have a long talk about that one, too?
Yeah.
A lot of restricted
Yeah. You need to go with some of our past shows. I can save you a lot of trouble. Just go to our past shows. Okay. You're going to learn a lot of information.
Just go to loaradionetwork.com/Jules. J-E-W-E-L-F, and just click on the archives, and you will see all of the ones that Dr. David Che is with me on. You'll see it. I suggest getting all of them. There's a lot, too, because we've been doing this for a while, David, haven't we? Like,
oh, yeah.
A year.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to more of the learning about myself and what I should be eating, especially for my family. So, yeah, definitely I'll be going into the archives to learn a little bit more.
Yep, and your thyroid condition, now you got me curious now. When did you start noticing it, too, when you got diagnosed? Like, how old were you?
This was about 8 years ago. And I was
8 years ago.
What's your age?
I was 26.
Okay.
Okay, 26. And then okay. And how long have you been doing the raw food thing now? A few years?
Yeah, it's been a few years, yes.
Oh, okay. 'Cause see, raw foods in nature are really, really cold in nature. And your body has to use a lot of energy to digest these raw foods. And so so what happens is your body, it really affects your spleen. It's not good for your spleen, too. You know? So I'm not saying it led directly to your thyroid condition, but because low thyroid is really usually really cold, you're really cold when that's the case, it's definitely not helping. And you probably don't eat a lot of foods that have iodine, so you probably don't eat seaweed, do you? Do you eat sushi or anything?
No.
Oh, okay. And then they have like seaweed salad sometimes too. You probably don't eat that either, right?
No.
They have those in the supermarket. Yeah, see, so that's your main source of iodine. And so you're not getting iodine. And what you're doing is instead of being able to take an iodine supplement, which is cheap, I mean, when you go listen to the show, and I can email you too where to get the iodine. It's really cheap, like $10 a bottle. And all you have to do is take a drop and put it in your juice and drink it every day. And you really won't have to end up taking the Synthroid, levothyroxine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a patient actually just send me on Twitter saying, "Oh, wow, I heard your show. Thanks a lot. I went to the doctors. They said I didn't have low thyroid, but I always had the symptoms. So I started taking the iodine as you told me, and she told me everything's been going great since then."
Mm.
Yeah, just iodine supplements are huge. I mean, like I said, the vitamin C, the vitamin D, vitamin K, and then the iodine. These are four huge supplements, and we're all deficient in those nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely
use
the iodine and the seaweed. I'm going to try that at Whole Foods.
Yes. I mean, if you're near Whole Foods, I mean, I should probably go buy stock at Whole Foods because I talk about that stuff so much, you know. But Whole Foods is great. I mean, I don't know how good the Whole Foods you have there, but the one we have here in Orlando, it is awesome. I mean, you go to the salad bar. I mean, they have a whole hot bar of different foods from different countries. The meat bar, and then the salad bar, they have like eggs. They have kale, garlicky kale. I mean, it's awesome what we have here.
Yeah.
So
I've been to that salad bar before. It's pretty good. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, so Whole Foods, I mean, that's definitely the place you got to stick close to. And like I said, you can eat raw foods, but limit it down. And do you eat red meat?
I do. That's actually one of my favorite foods.
Okay, good. So start eating eggs, raw red meat, and balance yourself out. Don't do too much raw foods and more cooked red vegetables if you can. You know.
Okay.
And try some of the Chinese food places, the vegetables they have there, like eggplant and garlic sauce or vegetable delight. I mean, try it sometime. I think you'll be, if it's got pretty good reviews, you want yourself to try more cooked vegetables.
Yeah, I actually do like the vegetable delight.
Yeah,
I've just never seen the eggplant. Now, it might be on the menu. I'm not sure. I've just never seen it, no.
Yeah, ask most places are going to do it. Ask them eggplant and garlic sauce. That's like really good. Really. Yeah.
And also with the meat, grass-fed meat.
Yeah, I mean, I know Whole Foods carries it. I mean, if you can eat beef, that's grass-fed beef. That's the best kind available. I mean, it's not do or die, but grass-fed beef is really superior.
With no antibiotics, too. If you're going to do it, spend the money for no antibiotics either.
Yeah.
Go for the good stuff, and it's so delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, That is definitely good enough.
Let's
try that.
I'm hungry already.
now, law of attraction wise, have you seen The Secret? Shannon, or not?
The Secret.
The movie The Secret. You've seen The Secret or read the book? Oh, okay. All right. Well, good. Then you're definitely in the law of attraction community already, too, because, you know, our show is kind of – Law of Attraction plus health and wellness. We're going to blend everything together here.
Yes.
So your son then could start imagining that he is a basketball player just touching that hoop and dunking it in.
Yeah, and actually, okay. Since we're on that subject, did he watch the NBA playoffs or anything?
Of course, yes.
Okay, of course. Okay, did he see the size of Isaiah Thomas, how little he is?
Yes.
So you can't always go by size and how big you are, because you can be little and still be good. It's about your will. You know, so law of attraction-wise, we're talking about your mental capabilities. It's not just your size. It's your will and how you play the game. You know.
That's true.
So, yeah. So don't always let him be discouraged by his size or anything of the sort. He's got to, you know, just look past that. I mean, we've got to balance the sleep, the nutrients out, but once we get past that, it's not, you can't just look at size and be like, oh, I'm not taller than everybody, so I'm going to quit. No. You got to change the mentality. That's not how it is. It's your will.
Yeah. That's so good. That's true. Definitely.
Yeah.
I try to teach him that every day, you know, but sometimes, you know, kids don't always have the same mentality that you have. So, yeah.
Oh, no.
Every day. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to remind them. And sometimes when mom tells them, they kind of think it's more nagging than anything else. You know, so, yeah. But since you've seen The Secret and we're on this show, if you haven't had a chance to read my book, yeah, you definitely got to check it out, because I take it to a whole nother level of the law of attraction.
Yeah. I have not had a chance to read it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to give you
the title?
I'm sorry?
Total Law of Attraction.
Total Law of Attraction.
Go to Amazon.
Okay. Check it out. And like I said, it's got information that The Secret didn't talk about. A lot of inside information. Yeah.
Okay.
So definitely got to check it out, because it's going to change your perspective of law of attraction to how to use it effectively.
Okay. That sounds really good. That'll be the next thing I'll
do. So, Jules and I might be talking about some other topics. You can stay on with us and enjoy and entertain the conversation, or if you have other things you need to do, you're free to, you know, clock out or however you want to do it.
Okay, sure. We'll listen.
Okay, listen. Okay, so, Jules, you kind of wanted to kind of revisit the male and baldness issue, right?
Yeah, because I thought that was absolutely fascinating. So I want to, you're talking about women and men have the hair on the top of their head. What happens when they go bald?
Okay. So you're saying why do they get bald, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's kind of review, because we're kind of treating each show by itself, you know, kind of like now. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. And Shannon, you can kind of pitch in too. Have you ever seen that yin yang symbol? That yin and yang symbol? Okay, when you're going out? Okay.
Uh-huh.
So what does that mean? The Chinese 6,000 years ago came up with yin and yang. And what yin and yang means, it's the dual nature of the universe. So yin is like dark, black, cold. Yang is white, hot, burning. Okay, so these two are the polar opposites, like positive and negative, right? So we have daytime, we have nighttime, right? And so everything in this world is the opposites, right? For every one, there's an opposite. So there's male, female, right? Black, there's white, hot, and cold. So something, if I tell you something, you can always find a negative of that, right? Like an opposite of that. So the world is balanced by polarity, opposites, okay? Just like magnets too, right? There's positive charges, negative charges, right? Okay. So now that we understand this yin and yang concept, it allows you to understand Eastern medicine better. Okay. So males are yang, females are yin. That's how, generally speaking, that's how it is. Okay. So male and female are kind of basically the same, but different still. Right, just like night and day are different. So night and day are different, but they're still kind of the same, right?
Right.
Okay. Positive and negative charges are still charges, but they're just negative, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So where am I going with this? So in Eastern medicine, we say that the kidneys control the bones and the head hair in our body. Okay. So black foods and salty foods nourish the kidney. But the enemy of the kidneys is sweet. So too much sweet hurts the kidneys. That's how you get diabetes, right? Too much sweet. And then when you get diabetes, the kidneys can't filter out the sugar anymore, so the sugar goes into the blood. Wow. Okay. So that's how the kidneys work. They control the bones and the head hair. So if you have too much, if you have too much sweet foods, it's going to affect your bones and your kidneys, which in turn affects your bones and your head hair. All right. So you follow me on that part?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So because male and female are yin and yang, it's different. In females, it's going to affect their bone. In males, it's going to affect the head hair.
Wow. So are you saying the men who go bald are eating too many sweets?
Eating too much sweets, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. The vast majority of the time, yeah. I mean, nothing's 100%. You can always find exceptions to the rule, but the vast majority of the time, that's what it is. So that's why you when you see women mostly get osteoporosis, you don't see males get
that's
osteoporosis.
Right.
And you almost never see bald women. You always see bald men.
Right.
It's the same cause, but it just manifests differently in a yin and yang, in males and females.
Wow.
You see what I mean? Yeah. So once you understand the yin and yang concept, everything starts to make sense. Because what one thing does to women, it manifests differently in males. Because males are yang, females are yin.
Golly. So the next time I go to a restaurant, I'm going to look around.
Yeah.
I'm going to know what's going on with you.
Yeah. Yeah. And daily practice, you'll see it. You almost, it's always women that get the joint fractures. They get osteoporosis.
Right?
Males never get osteoporosis, basically. And you always never see a female bald, you know. Yeah, that's how it is. It's because in the American diet, we are so ingrained with our sweets. Our white sugar, processed foods, white sugar, high fructose corn syrup. I mean, we have gone on the sugar like extreme. And so it's manifesting as osteoporosis and baldness.
Right.
So
yeah.
you want to use salt. We women need to use salt for our kidneys. Well, everybody needs to use salt. Is there a particular kind of salt?
Well, a lot of times soy sauce is great because soy sauce is not only salty, but it's black.
Ah.
So it's great for the kidneys.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's why you rarely see an Asian person with that kind of issue, kind of problem, because Asians use soy sauce a lot in their food.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, it was funny, too, when I was explaining this to somebody one time about the males and baldness, the guy said, you know what? You're right. This one guy I know, he's like bald, and he eats a lot of sweet foods.
It's so amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is so just revealing so much information. So you could actually, Dr. Che, you can look at somebody and see really what's going on with them.
Yes.
Just visually.
See? Because here's the difference. In Western medicine, you're not taught to really look at symptoms a lot. You're really taught to take the blood test and diagnose based off all these tests. Like, let's do a CT scan. Let's do an X-ray. Let's do all these different scans, X-rays, blood tests, whatever. You're not really trained to look at the patient.
Right.
You see? And in Eastern medicine, which has its roots 6,000 years ago, which you didn't have all those fancy machines and everything, you didn't have all those things. You were trained to look at your body's symptoms and signs.
Right.
And so that's why the person who was trained in Eastern medicine is really, really going to be taught how to look at the symptoms. And trust me, once you understand how to look at this stuff, your body tells you a lot. It's just that we've gone so far away from reading the body symptoms. We're always looking at machines and blood tests now.
That's what's so neat about you being on the show, Dr. Chase, because you are revealing to people how they can help stay attuned to their body.
Yes.
And this is probably the most important thing. You can't manifest anything without good health.
Exactly. And since, Shannon, you're on the show, let me ask you one question. Do you have cold hands and feet a lot?
Yes, I do, a lot.
Right? Okay, now you need to go back to another show that me and Joe talked about. It's called The Six Criteria of Health. And let me tell you something.
Okay.
I don't care how healthy you think you are or anybody that listens to the show thinks they are. If you have cold hands and feet, you may go to the doctors and your blood test and everything comes up normal. But I'm going to tell you right now, you are not healthy. You are not healthy by any measure. Your hands and feet have to be really nice and warm or hot. And then that's when you're healthy. But it's amazing. It amazes me how all these blood tests come up great and normal, and people with cold hands and feet, especially women, and the doctors tell them that they're normal because your body temperature is 98.6 still. But still, that's not healthy.
No.
No.
Okay.
No. So you need to go back and listen to that show. I mean, you need to go back and take your time. And I think you're going to learn a lot of information that you're not going to find anywhere else when you listen to our show, like the past shows. Oh, yeah. It'll help you tremendously. Mm-hmm. You have no idea. Yeah. So, but
well,
yeah.
Does it affect the weight also, the thyroid?
Does it control the weight?
Yes.
Yes, because...
Does it affect...
Because,
okay.
Oh, definitely. Think of it this way. Let's say you have a car, right? So mm-hmm. what is the heart of the car is the engine, right? That's the heart of it.
Yeah.
But what actually makes the car move? The accelerator pedal. If you don't step on the accelerator pedal, the car is not going to move, even though the engine's running, right?
That's correct.
So
uh-huh.
usually when you step on the accelerator pedal more, the car goes faster, right? When you floor it versus not stepping on it as hard, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that accelerator pedal is your thyroid gland.
Okay.
The engine of your heart, the engine of the car is your heart and your body. So even though your heart is pumping, it's doing great, but if your thyroid is not working because it doesn't have iodine, because it's not making the proper thyroid hormone, you can be really sluggish.
Okay.
And so when you're sluggish,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you can't either put on weight or you can't gain weight. One of the two. So
I can't lose.
You can't lose,
I'm,
right?
I'm putting it on.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
And you can't lose because even though your body's metabolism is so slow, it's not burning the calories.
Okay.
Because your body is so low in iodine. Yeah. And because you're so large, your thyroid's not the foot is not pushing on the accelerator pedal enough to burn these calories. The thyroid is the thyroid is really sluggish, too sluggish. That's what's going on.
If I can just mention something, because just 3 weeks ago, I got put onto a new thyroid medication, which is brand new stuff. And I'm also taking the same supplement along with it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you should discount the supplement along with the thyroid medication. I think the both of them together, it really makes a tremendous difference. So my energy level has gone sky high. And yeah. I am so grateful. So stay on the supplement with the thyroid medication. And if you're on Synthroid or whatever, kind of explore the possibilities. There's some really brand new stuff out there that many doctors are now working or looking at. And the potency, and it's so much better than Synthroid that's been with us for, what, I don't know, 60 years? That hasn't changed much.
Yeah.
So, but once you get the perfect amount, you start changing. And it's fantastic to have that energy back. So, David, again, what do you eat for the thyroid? Salt?
No.
That's for the kidneys.
Yeah, and you don't want to just, go straight to salt. Salt has to be part of the food. But you want to eat food. And remember, too, salt has iodine in there, but it's not naturally occurring. It's put in
there.
Right. Artificially.
Okay.
So some great natural sources of iodine, obviously, seaweed, that's
seaweed.
The best.
Yeah.
Because most Americans don't eat that. But if you get it prepared right, it does taste really good, believe it or not.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the way it's prepared, yeah. And if you go to Asian supermarkets, I don't know if you have any, you probably have some in North Carolina over there. They have these snacks. They're like dried seaweed that are salted, and those are great. Those taste really, really good. They flavor them with different flavors, and it's a great snack. And if you eat that, you get a lot of good natural iodine in your body.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's green, so that means it's good for the liver as well, huh?
If it's green, yeah. I think seaweed's more black, though.
Oh,
I
want to
say it's more black, dark black, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm used to the California.
Oh, okay.
Green out here. We're green.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Let me take a moment here. On Twitter, JJ, our old friend JJ, tweeted me and said, could I suggest a topic of sunscreen for topical jewels? I hear that many sunscreen brands are doing more harm than good. Thanks.
Ooh.
Okay. So, all right, since we're on this topic, since JJ is asking, let me just say this. Sunscreen, I'm sure its intentions are good. The sun has ultraviolet rays. You put this sunscreen on. It's got something called PABA in there. It's a special ingredient. It's supposed to help absorb the UV rays so it doesn't doesn't hurt from, you know, doesn't affect your skin as much, skin cancer. On the flip side, though, I think that skin cancer things have been overblown. Mm-hmm. I think that we need sun because most of us are working people these days. We're not in the sun enough. We really need sunlight because when sunlight hits our skin, our body produces vitamin D, which is super important for the body. And just like iodine, it is super underrated. Most people are probably vitamin D deficient. Vitamin D controls a ton of functions in our body. It helps produce, it's basically a hormone. It helps us produce our steroid hormones for our body. It relieves depression. It makes us happy. It affects so many different things in our body. I can't even begin to tell you how important vitamin D is. And when you start putting sunscreen on, you're actually preventing vitamin D, the sun from hitting your skin properly to where your body can produce vitamin D.
Ooh.
Yeah. Wow. Especially, I don't know how California is, but here in Florida, it's so hot outside and humid. No one wants to go outside during the day. We all stay inside in air conditioning. So right. I can guarantee you most people are sunlight, are vitamin D deficient.
That's right. Mm.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. And so the theory is, I talked about this in a past show, think about this. During the winter time, the bear goes into hibernation, right?
Right.
Because it knows that during the winter there's not much sun, so it's gonna kind of just go on rest and sleep for a long time, and you know until the summer, spring comes and the sun comes out, then it comes out, right? So the bear's body shuts down because it assumes that the sun is not gonna be there and it's not gonna have a lot of vitamin D, so the bear is gonna shut down and be really basically not moving, okay? And so when our bodies don't have enough vitamin D, we almost go into like a mini hibernation state. So we don't have the right energy. We feel tired. We can't think as good as we can. It's because when your body doesn't have vitamin D, you almost go into like a mini hibernation mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. So it's real important that, you know, where our body has a good amount of iodine and at the same time vitamin D. It's really, really important that we have that nutrient in our body. And so sunlight is a really big factor for our bodies producing vitamin D instead of just taking it as a supplement. But it's so good to get natural sunlight in our body. And sunscreen is kind of blocking that from happening.
Okay.
Yeah, Oh, yeah. Real, real important for that. And so I don't know if it's a coincidence, but when Superman is near a yellow sun, nothing can hurt him. Superman gets his energy from the sun. That's how he gets it. And so do we.
Yeah.
After Lex Luthor hits him with the kryptonite, after they pull it out, what does he do? He flies up, he hits the sun, he goes into space, the sun recharges him, he comes right back, and he's all normal again.
Wow.
So yeah, don't forget that scene. Superman is like invincible when he has a yellow sun near him.
You know, I never put the two and two together. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, I'm really good at finding really weird analogies. So I'm, you know, so if I'm on the show, you're like, oh, that's an interesting analogy. I never thought about it that way. I'm really good at thinking stuff like that.
Never thought of it.
Yeah, so lots of sunlight, and I'm not big on sunscreen unless you're out every day and you're in sun, like 8 hours a day and you're in the sun. Okay, you're a construction worker outside. Maybe that's a little bit different, but for the most of us who probably aren't in the sun a lot these days. It's really good to get good sunlight on your body to help produce vitamin D, and especially you, Shannon, because you're look like you're cold all the time. It's, you know, you're probably both vitamin D deficient and iodine deficient, guarantee you.
And I use sunscreen.
Uh-huh, you see, there you go. You're getting the sun, but your body's not able to take that sunlight and convert it to vitamin D because when sunlight hits our skin, there's a chemical reaction that goes on in our skin, and it becomes vitamin D. But if you have sunscreen on, the sunscreen prevents that chemical reaction from happening. So your body's not. So even though you're getting sunlight, you're not getting the benefits of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of episodes to listen to.
Yeah. Oh yes.
David, is there anything about walking around barefoot in Chinese medicine, like through the grass?
Now,
not
in Chinese medicine, but I heard some guys talk about how we need to be more grounded with the earth.
Yeah, right.
You know? And so there's probably benefits of walking barefoot on the ground because you're more grounded.
So you're soaking up the earth's energy.
Yeah, because the earth is, because think about it, we have a lot of iron in our bodies, you know, iron molecules, iron ions in our body. That's why people say wear copper bracelets, because it helps with the circulation. But the earth itself is a big magnet.
Oh, yeah.
So when you're walking on the earth, it's kind of, you're grounded. It's kind of affecting, you know, your body's inner magnetic energy.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I have heard about that. So, you know, because I'm such a health maverick, I don't just go, oh, Western medicine, Chinese medicine. I mean, I read stuff from all kinds of medicine.
Yeah.
And I take the best. I always take the best of what I read and bring onto the show. So we always get the best information. Because there's always good things about everything, you know. So I was trained in Western medicine, and my uncle taught me a lot of the secrets of Chinese medicine. And I'm always reading up on the latest things about different things and what's out there, and always trying to bring the best to the show.
Okay, that's great. Yeah. Now tell me about weight loss. What is the one thing Chinese medicine will tell you about how to lose weight?
Okay, let me tell you about weight loss, okay? Because
it's
going to be so simple and at the same time controversial.
Okay, well, go ahead.
and you probably won't like the answer, but this isn't Chinese medicine. This isn't Western medicine. This is Dr. David Che telling you right now. Weight loss, straight up, is just about a lot of times. Well, besides Shannon's case, where her metabolism, it's a medical issue. You know, her metabolism is slow, right? But assuming your metabolism is correct. It all comes down to how much you put into your body.
That's awful. Yeah,
that's what it comes down to. Like, people ask me, well, what is the trick to stop smoking? Is it the patch? Is it the e-cigarettes? I'm like, let me tell you right now, it's in your mind. You have to want to stop. All those little gadgets you can get, that's all just trying to give you an excuse so you can keep smoking. So let me tell you, I'm just going to simplify.
Hey, wait a minute. I got to tell you, hypnosis. Yeah. I am a hypnotherapist.
Yeah.
I can tell you it works because you are confirming with your mind that you can stop.
Yes. So all these people, you know, what's the greatest, the new weight loss book, the new diet, the new this, the new that, the new this. It all comes down to is how much are you putting into your body, because your body can't produce the fat if you're not eating a lot.
Right.
But with that being said, there is some truth to this. As you get older, and I know when I was younger, I could eat basically anything and it would just burn out right off, right? But as I'm getting older, it's easier to pack the pounds on because your metabolism slows down as you get older, right?
Right.
So when that's the case, eat less carbs, more protein.
More protein.
Because your body can't store protein. Your body can store carbs and turn it into fat.
Interesting.
So that's the whole concept behind the Atkins diet, where you only eat protein but you don't eat any carbs. Okay, that's too extreme for me. The better balance is to eat. You need to eat some carbs still, but more protein, less carbs. Maybe 80% protein, 20% carbs.
Interesting.
Because if you eat too much protein and you don't eat carbs, people have told me that their liver area starts to hurt.
Really?
Yeah, because
great to know.
Yeah, because the protein, because the liver has to, because now you have no carbs. Your body's straight protein. Your body's trying to break all that protein, and it's putting a burden on your liver to do that.
Whoa! That's
so
great information.
So having some carbs, you know, again, it's the yin and the yang, right?
Yeah.
Animal protein, meat, it's all yang. You need some, you know, vegetables and carbs as the yang to kind of balance out the yin to balance out that yang. It's about balance. Yin and yang have to be balanced. You don't want too much yang. And too much yin, you know. And right now, from what Shannon's telling me, she's got too much yin in her body. Her body's too cold. Yin is cold, yang is hot.
Wow.
We need to balance out more yang with the yin.
Yeah. Wow, that is great information. And David, we're all out of time with another wonderful show. Thank you so much, Shannon, for listening in and being a part of our show tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great information. Thank you so much.
All right,
Thank you.
Yeah, be sure to get a copy of my book. And for our listeners out there, you know, we've gotten great feedback from what you've been telling us. Try not to go to Facebook to contact me, because I don't usually get your message till a month later. email me at you know, if you have any questions about what we talked about on the show or about the book, about my book too. Just go to my email, totallawofattraction@gmail.com. I'll get it right away, because I hardly check Facebook as much. So go to my website. And then I always tell people, if you get a copy, buy a copy of my book, the paperback version, send me the receipt, email the receipt, post a review on Amazon, and I'll give you a free 30-minute consultation. So probably one-on-one we can do that. So know, just let people know, you know, just so people know that. And again, email me. Don't go to Facebook and try to contact me there. Try to email me at totallawofattraction@gmail.com.
You've got it. Okay. Thank you so much. It's been another wonderful show. So we'll talk to you next month, Dr. David Che.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules.